There once was a man named Jerome Berryman. And Jerome was a Montessori teacher. And a Montessori teacher who loved to tell stories and loved to tell stories of the faith. But all the Montessori that he found in the United States was purposefully secular teaching. And so he went to Italy, and there he trained with a master Montessori teacher named Sofia Cavalletti, who herself trained with Maria Montessori. And what he found out from Sofia Cavalletti was that in Italy, Montessori did not distinguish between secular and sacred learning, but it was all learning. And so he came back to the United States determined to teach these sacred stories using these Montessori methods. And so over the years, he did just that. And over time, what came from it was the curriculum that we now know as Godly Play. The heart of Godly Play is story and wonder. Story and wonder. And so today I will be sharing a story with you and inviting us all to wonder together. We tell stories because that is how we know who and whose we are. Story forms the foundation of faith and understanding for us as people of God. And so for centuries, for millennia, we have told stories. Because when you tell a story and you truly enter in, you become part of that story. It begins to grow within you. And wondering. Wondering is the imaginal act that allows us to glimpse for a moment to encounter the transcendent. And so wondering is an integral part of everything we do in our acts of faith, but especially with our children as we help give them language to articulate what is already growing within them. Now, in order to truly wonder, one cannot know the answer beforehand. So as a storyteller in a Godly Play classroom, what we train our storytellers is if you know the answer to the questions you are asking, you're not really wondering. At that point, you're testing for comprehension. So later, when I invite us to wonder together, I really want to know. And space. The space in a Godly Play classroom is intentionally created to be like the space we find ourselves in right here, in a church. So, just like in this space, in a Godly Play classroom, the focal space is in front of the children, marked by a cross, by the Holy Family, by the colors of the liturgical season, so the children can come to know why space and color come together at particular times. And around the circle, because we always gather in a circle in Godly Play, are the stories of the people of God. It's like a library of story. The Great Family, the 10 Best Ways, the Exile, the Prophets, the Faces of Easter. The children are surrounded by boxes and baskets and puzzles that tell the story of the people of God. And every time a storyteller begins to tell a story, they always go and stand up to retrieve that story so that whenever the children want to tell that particular story, they will always know where to find it. And so, This box looks like it's kind of old. Parables are old, so this could be a parable. Parables have been given from generation to generation. This box is also the color gold, and gold is valuable. Parables are perhaps even more valuable than gold. This box has a lid. Now, I know that many boxes have lids, but this one has a lid. Now, parables have lids, lids like doors, so that sometimes when you try to enter into a parable, you can't. But don't be discouraged. If you come back time and time again, one day the parable will open up so that you can enter in. This box also looks like a present, and parables are presents. Parables have been handed from parent to child, grandparent to grandchild, for years and years. Even if you have never heard of a parable, this gift has been given to you. I know what we should do. I am going to open up this box to see if there's a parable inside, but I will be very careful because it is easy to break a parable. Yes. There once was someone who said such wonderful things and who did such amazing things that people followed him. And whenever they followed him, they heard him talking about a kingdom. But it was not like the kingdom that they lived in. It was not like any kingdom that they had visited. It wasn't like any kingdom that they had ever heard about. They just couldn't stop themselves. They had to know. And so they asked him, "What is this kingdom of God? What is this kingdom of heaven like?" And so one day, when they asked him, "What is this kingdom of God like?" This is what he said. The kingdom of heaven is like someone who took the very tiniest of seeds, a mustard seed. I have some mustard seeds here on my finger. They are so small that you can hardly see them. And this person took this tiny seed, this grain of mustard seed, and put it into the ground. And this tiniest of seeds, this mustard seed, began to grow. And to grow. Could you help me with that? Thank you. And to grow. and to grow. Dan, could you hold this for me? So that it grew so big that it grew to be a shrub almost as big as a tree. So big that the birds of the air came and flew and rested in its branches. And made their nests in the branches of this tree. Yes. Now, I wonder if the person who took that tiniest of seeds and planted it in the ground, I wonder if that person has a name. What might that person's name be? Jesus?
Could be us.
Us? The Creator? I wonder when that person put that tiniest of seeds into the ground, I wonder what they expected would happen. Food? Oh, that it would grow? Mm-hmm. Life? Hope? Shade? Reproduction? Fruitfulness? Beauty? Hot dogs. I wonder what that person was doing while the seed was growing into a shrub like a tree.
Watering
it. Caring for it. Talking to it. Praying. Pulling weeds. Being blown away.
Keeping the dog out of the garden.
And the deer. And the deer. Now, I wonder if this person could take the shrub like a tree and push it all the way back inside the seed. It's what?
Wild.
It's wild. I wonder if the birds of the air have names. Yeah? Think so?
Sparrow.
Hummingbird. Orioles. I wonder if the birds were happy to see the tree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Now, I wonder where the seed was when it stopped growing. Inside.
Inside
the tree?
Yeah.
Scattered. It wasn't there anymore, maybe? It had transformed. Came to fruition. The seed came to fruition. I wonder if you have ever come close to a nest like this. Yeah? Yeah? I wonder if you have ever seen a tree like this. Kind of.
A big tree, a redwood tree is big.
All souls is a tree like this. What was that? So it's Epiphany? His church.
I've never had to hold up a tree like this.
You never had to hold up a tree like this. You're doing a great job. It takes a lot of people to hold up a tree like this. So, have you ever come close to a tree, really close to a tree, to know it? To hug trees. I wonder where this whole place could really be. At All Souls? Inside ourselves. In our hearts, in the earth, our families, in Berkeley, in the community, the whole earth, the whole universe, inside the tiniest of seeds. These are the birds that are in the parable of the mustard seed. Dean, could I have that bird? Thank you. Thank you, Ada. And these are the nests that the birds formed in the shrub like a tree. And this is the shrub like a tree that grew from the tiniest of seeds. The parable of the mustard seed.